So let's start off with, how did you, so just to confirm, it's called an Orcam Maiai, is it?
Yes, there are a few variants of the same device. My version is called the Orcam Maiai Pro.
I see. And how did you find out about the device?
Okay, interesting little anecdote here. So, a family friend happened to be one of the founding investors in Orcam Technologies. That's how I first learned about the existence of Orcam. And that was a few years ago. And I've been following the development of their systems and technology for 3 or 4 years now. And what happened a few months ago, actually that family friend got in contact and said, hey, there's now a new launch of this device in the UK. Up until now, it's been launched everywhere else. It's just reached the UK. And I was probably one of the first 4 or 5 people to get my hands on one here in the UK.
Amazing. That sounds brilliant. Can you tell me what the device actually does?
Well, it is a fully self-contained 25-gram piece of wearable technology. And it works anywhere. It doesn't require an internet connection. It doesn't pair to your phone. It is a little computer, attaches to any pair of glasses, and it does a few things. The most important thing it does is read any text from any surface in real time. It is takes a photograph, analyzes it, and it reads it to you in your ear. So it works on menus, it works on computer screens, printed material. It even reads things on shelves. But it doesn't have to read the things on the shelves because it's got a fully integrated database of barcodes. So you show it a barcode and it tells you what the item is. So you don't even have to get the item the right way around, just find the barcode. It also tells the time, it tells the date. It recognizes faces. If you program them in there, you can make it recognize new objects and give them individual names if you want them to have names. But, you know, I've got it to recognize my whole family, so I know who I'm talking to. It will recognize strangers as well. It just says unidentified lady, unidentified man, unidentified child. Now, that's really useful because now I know roughly if I'm actually facing someone in the right direction. I mean, that's quite interesting. I can almost make eye contact now.
So it pretty much does everything, doesn't it? It sounds amazing. So can you tell me, how does it compare to other pieces of access technology that you've used before?
It doesn't. It's not fair to try and compare this to anything else. Every other piece of access technology, every piece of access technology, everything, all of those things, every one of them do one function. A video magnifier magnifies. A cane helps you not bump into objects within the cane's reach.
Okay, brilliant.
This does everything. It's all in one solution. You can't compare it to anything else. It's not a fair comparison.
Yeah, totally. I get that. What can you tell me what tasks you can now do that you found, you know, maybe a little bit difficult before?
Okay. So one of the first things I used this amazing little piece of technology for is identifying and reading my own mail, specifically confidential mail, which you don't really want to give to anyone else. Because by the time they've read it to you, they've already read it, and by that time, it's too late for you to know or they shouldn't have read it. So I always used to have a pile of envelopes just built up for about a week, and I'd go find someone, and they would patiently open them all up and read them to me, put them into little piles, and, you know, off we go. And that was a recurring theme. Now I can do that myself. You know, this is one example of not just empowering people, it's giving them back independence, not just enabling them to live independently, which is very important to me.
Yes, definitely. I was going to ask, how has it changed your life? You've kind of already answered the question, but how has it changed your life?
Oh, where to start? There's so many little examples I can just list off, but it has given me back my independence. I was not able to do various things, and now I can do those things again myself. Okay, here's an example. I make a cup of tea. Now, we have lots of tea in the house. We have lots of milk in the house, and they're all identical. So I've just got used to having random cups of tea. You know, any old tea bag, any old milk, doesn't matter. So I've lost a bit of determination, a bit of self-determination in just making a drink. It sounds really simple and trivial, but being able to make your own drink in the way in which you want it. I want Lapsang tea. I don't want a random tea. I can now make myself Lapsang tea, and I can know which milk I'm putting in it. And I don't put the salt in my tea anymore. I've put barcodes on various things and told my iPro that these barcodes are the sugar, the tea, the coffee. And that's just one tiny example. Banknotes. This thing can be banknotes. Our new banknotes aren't accessible. They've got little dots on them, but the dots don't mean anything. It's a thing you have to remember. That, you know, one set of dots means this, two set of dots means that. Now, that's a useless thing to have to remember. I don't want to fill my brain with nonsense just because it's necessary for me to live independently. I've stopped using banknotes years ago. And that's actually quite frustrating because there are places, even today, who will not take banknotes or checks.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah. And is this going to be available on the NHS, do you know? So how are other people who might be visually impaired, how can they access this device?
I don't know whether or not this will be available in NHS. With that, I can't tell you. But it's a piece of technology which you can buy yourself from Orcam Technologies directly from their website. They've got a very capable sales team. They're friendly and they're really helpful.
Brilliant.
They have a range of devices if the Orcam is not suitable. There is a device called My Reader, which has the same basic functionality as the My iPro, only it doesn't attach to your glasses, it's not wearable, and it's got a sighting laser to enable you to know what is going to read to you.
Amazing. It all sounds amazing. And from someone who actually, you know, firsthand has used this device, I'm guessing you would highly recommend it.
Yes, I definitely would. I cannot go back to not having this device. This device is actually one of the last parting gifts from my mother, who sadly departed in May of this year. With some money she left me, I was able to purchase this amazing piece of technology. So it's not just a piece of access technology, it is actually a bit more than that to me. I could not go back to not having this. I wouldn't want to, again, have to get people to read my mail to me. I wouldn't want to go back to having random cups of tea. I wouldn't want to go back to going to a supermarket and having to wait for someone to assist me walking me around and getting to the right stuff. I don't want to go back. I can't go back. It's now changed my life. This is like getting a guide dog. A guide dog changes your life forever. You can't go back to using a white cane after you've had a guide dog. Sorry.
Don't worry about it.
As I was saying, I could not go back to not having my Orcam. It has changed my life in many ways. I don't walk out of the house with toothpaste on my face anymore, because I've programmed it to recognize my face in the mirror. And if I've got toothpaste on my face, it no longer recognizes me. I no longer smash my Amazon parcels because Amazon live on my doorstep. Because I just look down and I've told Orcam Pro that my doormat is a face. And if it can see the face, I know the doormat is clear. When strangers come up to me from the front door, because people come for deliveries, I can look them in the eye. little tiny, tiny things that may seem insignificant, but every little thing is one piece of independence I have regained and I do not want to lose again. So I've said it again, well, this has changed my life forever.
Well, I mean, it sounds like an absolutely amazing piece of technology and, you know, I'm so glad that you've been able to access it. Is there anything else that you would like to add before we conclude the interview?
Let's see. Okay.
You don't have to, just if there's anything.
This is helpful. Okay. Now, there are many devices coming onto the market made by people like Facebook, which tout themselves to be wearable technology. And they take photographs and upload videos. And they do all sorts of social media things. All can have a very strong privacy sense. It's all very deeply rooted into their basic company ethos. The Allcam Mi Pro does not record any images. It does not store any images. It does not process images on the cloud. It's all self-contained from a device. It can be used anywhere, even underground. It's not a thing which can be used to invade someone's privacy. It is simply a piece of access technology which has the potential to give people back the independence they may have lost over the years through sight loss.